गुणै कर्माणि सर्वतः। अहंकार मिमुरात्मा कर्ता अहम इति मन्नते। वी आर प्रीचिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड एंड वी आर गेटिंग गुड रिस्पॉन्स बिकॉज वी आर प्रीचिंग भगवद गीता एंड this book is here it is in Bhagavad Gita and it is. We do not make any false interpretation so that the reader also spoiled and the listener is also spoiled. There are so many people, sometimes they come forward to give me some credit that I have done very wonderful thing. I reply that I do not know and have to do something wonderful. I cannot manufacture gold. I cannot show any jugglery. But if there is any credit, then the only credit is I don't adulterate this. The pure milk, I don't show my expert service by adding water in it. That I do. So we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the supreme law. In all the Vedic literature, Krishna is accepted as the supreme law person. The Supreme Personality of God, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarna Kara. And the Vedanta Sutra, it is inquired, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, what is Brahma? This human life is meant for understanding Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. This is real education. So, that Parabrahma, we are Brahma, but Krishna is Parabrahma. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetanana. He is the supreme Nitya, eternal. Krishna is also eternal, we are also eternal. Na harnate hannamane sarire. So, Krishna is also not a dead stone, and we are also living being. Nitya nitanam chetana chetanana. And what is the difference between Krishna and me? The difference is ego jo bahunam vidhati kama. Krishna maintains all this plural now. He is similar now. Nitya, Nityana. He is similar now. This singular number and plural number, what is the difference? The difference is that Krishna is the maintainer and we are the maintained. Krishna is the predominator, we are predominated. This is the one. So our preaching is this Krishna consciousness that people are searching after God, speculating throughout the whole life. But here Krishna is canvassing. Here I am. No. Avajananti Madhamurha. God is canvassing, here I am. And these people are searching after God. Let's see. Why? That is explained here. Ahankara Vimura, Ma. False egoism. Ahankara Vimura, Kartaham Yati Manate. He is fully under the control of prakriti, and still he is thinking independent. That is vimurag, bewildered. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimurasma karta aham iti mannati. The material world, especially in this age, everyone is thinking, oh, I am the greatest. Who can become more than me? Ahankara vimurasma. This material world is like that. Everyone is thinking like that. Or asurik pravritti. Ko ardha sri mama sama, he is greater than me. There is a struggle for this vimuratma competition. But at the end, he is under the control of nature. Everyone knows it. Because ultimately the death will come and all ahankaras will be taken away. I don't care for God, I am independent, I am God. All these ahankaras, false egotism, on account of being bewildered, these things will be finished when Krishna will come as death. Everything will be finished. Mrittu sarva harashtaham. Krishna has described himself that I am death and I take away all your possession. That's all. As death. It will be taken away. However intelligent we may be, however proud we may be for our possession, but the death is sure as death. And when death comes, the death is also another form of Krishna. That he will take everything, just like Hiranyakashipu. He was very, very proud of his possession. He was controlling over the three worlds. He was chastising his Vaishnava son, Prahlad Maharaj. In this way, he was very, very proud. But when Krishna came as Nrisimhadev, everything was finished within a second. So we should not mistake this fact. Krishna therefore presents that your real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Your real problem. You are making solution of all the problems by scientific advancement, by education, by so on, political maneuvers, everything is all right. But how you are going to solve this problem? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. How you solve this problem? Actually, human life is meant for solving this problem, not this temporary problem. Temporary problem is what? If you don't solve this problem, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, then any form of life, there will be problems. Even if you are elevated to the heavenly planets, there are also problems. Indra is not very happy there, the king of heavenly planet. Although the higher planets, the duration of life, the standard of civilization, standard of comforts, many, many thousand times greater than here. But the same problem, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, is there. You cannot avoid. But actually our problem is that nobody wants to die. That's a fact. But death is enforced. No young man wants to become old man. But it is enforced. You cannot avoid it. We should understand, this is sense, that we are not independent. That's a fact. Prakita kiramanani. And above prakriti, there is Krishna. Mayadhakshena prakriti svyati sacharacharam. Hetunani na kauntiya jagadvi parivartate. So, therefore, Krishna is accepted as the supreme controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller, one who controls. So everyone has got some capacity to control. Every one of us, you are also controlling your family, controlling your business. I am controlling this institution, and so on. So everyone has got some. In that sense, everyone is Ishvara. There is no fight on this point. But we are controller of a limited circle, but we are controlled also. That is our position. Not that I am simply controller, but I am controlled by higher authority. So therefore, I am not supreme controller. I am controller, Ishvara. But here is one Ishvara, Krishna. Ishvara Parama, he is supreme controller. Why supreme controller? Because he is not controlled by anyone. That is Krishna's position. Krishna, when he was present on this planet, he practically demonstrated that he controlled everyone, but nobody controlled him. That is Ishvara. That is called Parameshwara. Ishvara everyone, maybe. God everyone, maybe. But Godhead is Krishna. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetana. So we should understand it very nicely, and it is not very difficult. The same controller is coming before us as one of us, as human being. But we are not accepting him. That is the difficulty. Abhijananti magamura manasim tanuvas. That is very regretful. Krishna says that I am coming to exhibit who is the supreme controller, and I am playing as human being so that everyone can understand. I am giving instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Still, these fools, the rascals, they cannot understand. So, God is there. We give the God's name, Krishna, God's address also, Vrindavan, God's father's name, mother's name. So why? What is the difficulty to find out God? But they will not accept. They will not accept. Mura, they have been described as Mura. So this morning, this press reporter asking me, what is the purpose of your moments? I said, to educate the Mura. That's all. This is some and substance of this Krishna consciousness moment, that we are trying to educate the Mura. And who is Mura? That is described by Krishna. Namaga duskiti na mura pravadanti narathama. Why? Maya puritagyana. Why Maya has taken away his knowledge? Asuri bhavama. We have got very simple test. Test like a chemist in the small test tube can analyze what is the liquid. So we are not very intelligent. We are also one of so many muras. But we have got the taste. Krishna says, we like to remain mura and take education from Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. We do not pose ourselves as very learned scholar and very erudite scholar. We know everything. No. We are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also tried to remain a mura. When he talked with Prakashananda Saraswati, he was Mayavadi Sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting. So these Mahavadi sannyasis are criticizing him that he is a sannyasi and is simply chanting and dancing with some sentimental persons. What is this? So a meeting was arranged and between Prakashananda Saraswati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that meeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended as a humble sannyasi. So Prakashananda Saraswati questioned him, said, "You are a sannyasi, your duty is to study Vedanta always. Now, how is that you are chanting and dancing? You are not reading Vedanta?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, sir, that's a fact. So, I am doing because my Guru Maharaj saw me a murha raske. How is that? He said, Guru Mari Murkha Dekhi Korila Shasam. My Guru Maharaj saw me a fool number one and he chastised me. How he has chastised you? No? He had no jurisdiction for studying Vedanta. It is not possible. You are a murha. You better chant this." So what is this purpose? The purpose is, at the present moment, these murhas, how they will understand Vedanta? Better chant Hare Krishna. Then you will get all knowledge. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasri Iva Nasri Iva Nasri Iva Gadiranda. In this age, people are so fallen. Then what they will understand Vedanta, and who has got the time to read Vedanta? So, better take the education of Vedanta, direct. As Krishna said, Vedaishta sarvai ahamiva vedam. So, Vedanta knowledge is our sabdhyadana vritti. By chanting the sabda Brahma, one can be liberated. So this is recommended in the shastras. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasri Iva Nasri Iva Nasri Iva Gatirannata. So, if one is actually interested how to become liberated from this material bondage, Janma Mitu Jarabhadi, these are the problems, then according to Shastra, according to Mahajan, one must take to this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamudra. This is our, purpose. So, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so learned scholar, every one of you know, and you was very popular leader at Navadvip. And when you was 16 years old only, he defeated one very great learned scholar, Keshav Kashmiri. And he was known as Nimai Pandit. Actually, he was a very learned scholar, and his explanation of one verse, Atma Ramascha Manayo Nirgantya Apiyari Rukrame, he described this verse in 64 ways. He was such a learned scholar. So he was not a fool, but he represented the fool of this age, that if you want liberation from material bondage, because this human form of life is meant for that purpose. Janma Mittu Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dosharu. This human life is meant for getting out of this engagement of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is human form of life. It is meant for. Unfortunately, there is no education that why I do not want death, but why death is compulsory, I do not want old age, why old age is compulsory, I do not want to take birth, why birth is compulsory. These are the actual questions, problems of life, and our whole Vedic literature is meant for solving this problem. That is our purpose. Vedic literature, Vedic civilization is not meant for working day and night like animals, only for maintaining the foodstuff and sense gratification. It is not civilization. According to our Vedic civilization, this is not civilization. This is another form of animal life. Because Rishabdev says, Nayang deha deho bhajangani loke kastan kaman arhati viru jangji tapo dibbam tutrakajina suddheta satya. That is it, suddheta satya. Satya, our existence, is now polluted, infected. Therefore, we have to accept birth, death, old age and disease. That cats and dogs, they cannot get this opportunity. How to purify the existence, how to become free from these four principles of material unhappiness. They cannot understand, they cannot study Vedic literature, they cannot take instruction of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we do not take advantage of our Vedic knowledge which is found in India, then we are spoiling our life. Therefore Narottam Das Thakur has sung a very nice song. Hari Hari Bhale Janam Goin. My Lord, Hare Krishna, I have simply wasted my time. Why? Manushya janama paiya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya visokhaini. I got this human form of life, but I did not take the advantage offered in this life to understand Krishna. Therefore, I have taken poison knowingly. I have taken poison. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very important. It is not something manufactured, mental concoction. It is authorized movement. Krishna says, Sarva dharmān parityajya māmi gaṁga śaraṇam vaja. Matta paradaram nānya kinci jasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior fact than Krishna. That you have to understand. And how he is superior. We are taking nature as very wonderful, but behind the nature, the manipulator, the controller, is Krishna. That you have to understand. That is understanding of Krishna. Big scientists are finding out the wonderful natural laws, but it is their duty to find out who has made this law and how it is being conducted so nicely. That answer is there. Prakriti maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sachara acharam hetunani na kauntiya jagadvi parivartate. The prakriti is very powerful, there is no doubt. In the Brahma Sangita also it is stated, Durga. Durga, Goddess Durga. She is the prakriti power. And she can create, she can maintain, she can annihilate. Sististhiti palaya sadhana shakti reka. Chaye vajasya bhavanani vibhati. But she is acting just like shadow, not independent. Ichchanu rupamapi jasya cha chesta tesa Govinda maharivinsa. Come on. So Govinda is the ultimate background. Sarvakaranakarna. Ishana paramakrishna. This is the Brahma Sangita written by Lord Brahma. And he is personally explaining himself. What is the difficulty to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So we should take opportunity of this human form of life, how to understand. Even one has got this human form of life, it is difficult Krishna said, Manushanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Jatatam visiddhyana kaschid vetimam tato. So there are so many things to be learned about Krishna. Krishna says that I am controlling the material nature. Now, if you are actually very great scientist, you find out how Krishna is controlling it. That is, idam nipunsas tapasa sutasava. Actually, education, tapasya, means that you should understand what is the ultimate truth, how is acting. Then your education, your scientific knowledge is perfect. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said in the Naimisharana, Atapungbhi Dijasrestha Varnasama Vibhagas Sanusthitasya Dharmasya Sangsiddhi Harito. So whatever you do, it doesn't matter, but try to satisfy the Supreme Lord by your work. That is the perfection of life. Sangsiddhi Harito. You cannot. This is foolishness. There is no God. How you can say so? You are completely under the control of the laws of nature, and nature is being controlled by God. How you can say that you are independent of God? Therefore, it is not very good business that people are pushing on a type of civilization, godless civilization. They'll never be happy because we are so controlled that after death we have to accept tatha deha antara prapti. You cannot stop that. As you cannot stop, that's like a boy. If he says, no, I'll not grow. Father says, my dear boy, you are playing whole day. Go to school, learn something other than in future. You will be unhappy, you will not be able to maintain yourself. If the boy says, no, I am no future, I will not become a young man, I shall play. And that is not a fact. You have to become a young man and you have to take responsibility. So similarly, Krishna said, Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumana jovananga jara tatha dehantara prati dhirastata namani. The dehantara prati is there. That's a fact. How you can say I'm independent? This is foolishness. You're not independent. How dehantara prati? Karvana daiva netrena, according to your karma. In this life, we are preparing ourselves for the next life. How it is? Janti deva prata devan pitri jnanti pitri prata. Bhute ja janti. Mat jaji no bhi janti maam. You have to prepare yourself. So, leaving aside the black side, you take the bright side. That you are trying to go to the higher planetary system, Sarvalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Prabhalok. So you have to prepare yourself. They are going to trying to go to the moon planet. But according to our calculation, they have never gone to the moon planet. They have never gone. Because we find in the Shastra, the moon planet is situated 1,600,000 miles above the sun. They calculate the 93 million of miles the sun is situated. So 93 million plus another 1,600,000 becomes 95 million miles. How one can go 95 million of miles in 4 days? So according to our Shastra, we cannot believe this statement. Apart from this discussion, you can go to the moon planet. That is also one of the heavenly planets. But you have to prepare for them. That is karma kandya. You have to perform such and such yagnas. It is not that by force you can go any other planet. By force you cannot go even any other parts of the world here. If you want to go to America, You have to take passport, visa, and so many things. And you'll be allowed to go to the moon planet without any visa and passport. How is it possible? It is common sense. They are so fools that some rascal will take some message and go there. That is not possible. So, we have to prepare. The Krishna says, Janti deva vrata devan. If you want to go to the heavenly planet, you can go. You prepare yourself. Pitri jnanti, pitri loka, if you can go. Majjaje no vijanti ma. But if you prepare yourself for coming to me, back to home, back, you can do so. So, if we have to prepare ourselves to go to our higher planetary system, and here within this material world, within this universe, abrahma bhavana lokana punaravartino. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, brahmaloka, the brahmaloka means you cannot calculate one day's life. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga varjantam arhajyat brahmanovi. Sahasra yuga, one yuga means 43 lakhs of years. And multiplied by 1,000. Such years is only 12 hours of brahmaloka. Similarly, 24 hours, one month, one year. It is very, very long duration of life there, where Brahma lives. But still, you have to die. Abharma bhuvana lokan punaravartino. Madhyama gatya punarjanmana vindyate. These are instructions are there, and we are trying to educate people in Krishna consciousness. But if we think foolishly that I am independent, you can do that. But we are not independent. That's a fact. Prakriti Kriyamanani, we are fully under the control of Prakriti, and we have to change different types of bodies. There are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. Jalajano, Lakhani, Sagara, Lakhavinshati, they are all stated. And this human form of life is very, very, very rarely we have obtained. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that durlabham manusanga janma. This human form of life is very, very difficult to obtain. Somehow or other, we have now this human form of life. Krishna said that utilize it very nicely so that the problems of life and that knowledge is very easy. Krishna says, janma karma cha me dibbam jo janati tatva. Simply try to understand Krishna. That's all. That will solve. And Krishna is explaining himself what he is. Where is the difficulty? Unless you make some interpretation foolishly, everything is very, very clear. So you can understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, then the result is janma karma sami dibbam jo janati tatva takta deham punarjanma naiti mami. Where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. Therefore our request is take to this Krishna consciousness. If the foreigners can take to it very seriously, why not Indians? It is Indians' knowledge. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in India. Why you are neglecting it? Why you are taking advantage? Why you are falsely proud that you are independent? These are our questions. You are not independent. You are under the full control of Prakriti. So you have to rectify. Tapo dibbam jina suddher satya jasmat brahma sokham manantam. That is that we want happiness. But here, any happiness, there is no happiness, it is simply distress. But even if we take that happiness, that is temporary. But you want unlimited, unending happiness. So that you can have if you perform tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya na samena dameena. That is life. Human life is meant for tapasya. A little tapasya. Little tapasya, not very difficult. We are asking this boy, dear Rukmini and others, that you simply give up these four principles of sinful life. Because if you remain sinful, you cannot understand God. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna is saying, Mamang, namang, duskritino mura. One who are engaged in sinful activities, they cannot. That is not possible. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punna karma. Te dandamaha nirmukta bhajante maam. We have to be free from sinful life. And now, it is practical. Now, we have, according to Shastra, we have prescribed no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Four no's. Then you become free from sinful activities. And then chant Hare Krishna, your life is exit. It is not very difficult. Provided we are serious to take it, so that is our request. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Ibu Kivalam. Even if you cannot give up the four principles of sinful life immediately, but you take to Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you gradually get strength, just like this European American boy. From their childhood, they are trained up for this sinful life. But they have given up. Complete. Young man, still they have given up. So, the method is very simple. Chita dharpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nidvapanam. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then the mirror of the core of heart will be cleansed. Chita dharpana marjanam. And then bhava mahadavagni nidvapanam. This repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is just like a fire in the forest. Nobody wants it. But it is forced upon us. Just like nobody wants go to set fire in the forest. But it takes place, naturally. Similarly, if you remain in this material world, then you have to be, put into the stimulations of materialistic way of life. There is no escape. Saṃsāra dāvānam. It is just like dāvānam. So cheta dharpana mārjanam bhava mahādāvānam. As soon as you understand that I do not belong to this material world, brahma bhūta prasannātmā nasocati nabhāt, then all problems of life is solved. Aham brahmāsmi. This is cheta dharpana mārjanam. So as soon as one is cleansed of the dirty things in the heart, then he can understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna. My duty is to serve Krishna. So let me be engaged in his service and become successful in this human form. Thank you very much. Hare It is Krishnaism. What is this stop? Hinduism means a type of faith, or Muslimism is type of faith. But as it is described in the English dictionary, religion means a kind of faith. But it is not that type of religion. It is a compulsory fact. Just like sugar is compulsorily must become sweet. If sugar is not sweet, that is not real sugar. Chili is not hot, that is not real chili. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our duty is to become Krishna conscious. There is no question of faith. It is not the question of faith. You may have faith in Hinduism, tomorrow you may have faith in Christianism, or you may have faith in Christianism, tomorrow in Mahometanism. This kind of faith is not Krishna consciousness. It is compulsory. Compulsory, just like laws of the state. It is not that it is meant for the Hindus or for the Muslims, for the Christians. It is meant for everyone. Similarly, mamaivamsa jivabhuta, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So it is compulsory to revive our consciousness that we are part and parcel of Krishna. It is not a question of faith. Faith you may accept or do not accept, but here it is a question of must. You must revive your Krishna consciousness, otherwise you will suffer. Personal form and impersonal form, there are two concepts are. And Krishna explains this, that maya tatamidam sattvam jagatam bhaktam urtina abhaktam, impersonal. That is another form of Krishna. He says maya, by me, I am all pervading. Maya tatamidam sattvam. That is sattvam khalidam brahma. Because he is expanded everywhere. That is impersonal. But as maya, he says, by me, there is person. So, the whole creation is Krishna's expansion of energy. Just like the sunshine. Sunshine is also the same quality, heat and light, as the sun glow or the sun god. But the sun sign is impersonal. And the sun glow is localized. And within the sun glow, there is sun god. So that is the main source of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vijaya. Brahmanaham Pratishtha. The Brahma Jyoti is also staying in Krishna. Krishna is the source of Brahma Jyoti. So, impersonal or personal, whatever you take, that is Brahma. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sarva. But the beginning, origin, is Krishna. That Krishna explains, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Either you take impersonal Brahma or localized Paramatma, whatever you take, that is emanation from Krishna. Sarvakaranakara. So, of course, if you worship impersonal form, Brahma, Jyoti, there is also Krishna. But Krishna has said, klesha adhikatarastesham of bhaktya saptachitasam. If you want to approach the Absolute Truth through the impersonal form, then it will be a little difficult. Perhaps you may not reach the ultimate goal. You may fall down. There are so many instances you have seen in India, so many big sannyasi. They give up this world, Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya. But after some days, they come down to the Jagat and engage themselves in political. Why? They could not stay in the Brahma state. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janneira vinyakha vimukta maninu. By concentrating on the impersonal form, they think that they have become liberated. But actually, that is not. Abhisuddha buddhaya. The impersonal conception is not purified intelligence. Janneira vinyakha vimukta maninu. You may think that I have become liberated, but it is not. Why? Arujya kichena param padam tataha patanti adha. After so much trouble and austerity, penances, you may acquire the position in the impersonal Brahma, but there is chance of falling down from there. Patanti adha. Why? Anadita jusmatam graya. Because they could not find out how to worship your lotus feet. So, unless you come to the personal form of the Absolute Truth, there is difficulty and there is chance of falling down. Hello? He never says my avatar. Mamek, Saranam. Otherwise it may be misguided. Sarva dharma anpadittanya, mami tanda. This is the most confidential information. Gujyatam, sarva guhyatam. So, if you want to take the most confidential instruction of Krishna, then mami tanda saranam bhaja. Then you want to know. What is that?
Take Christianity as Krishna consciousness.
Everything is Krishna consciousness. It is question of degrees. Mamo bhakt panthan, what is that verse? Bhartante manushya partha sarvas. Everyone is hunting after Krishna. But they are forward to some step. Suppose Krishna is there on the top. And it is 100 steps. So somebody has covered 5 steps, somebody has covered 10 steps, somebody has covered 100 steps, like that. So everyone is setting up at Krishna. But there is degrees of realization of Krishna. So either Christian, Mohammedan or any, they are searching after Krishna, that's all right. But it is the question of degrees, how far they have gone. The last stage is sarva dharma paritajya mam idam. That is the final. No, it is Krishna consciousness is there in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not nobody's property. It is Krishna's instruction. So, if you kindly advance in Krishna consciousness, then you'll understand. What is that?
What is the main purpose of meditation?
Meditation.
Main purpose.
Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa apashyanti jam yogina. This is meditation. By meditation, I try to find out Krishna within your heart. Because Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam hridayeshu arjuna tishtati. So that is dhyan. Find out. In the Shastra, we understand Krishna is within my heart. And if you meditate, try to find out Krishna. Then, if you are fortunate, you'll be able to see him. This is meditation.
My question is, can the name Krishna exist prior to Bhagavad Gita?
saying Krishna existed
prior to Dwapara Yuga.
Existed prior to
Dwapara Yuga. Dwapara Yuga.
Dwapara Yuga. Yes. It is always existing. Those who are expired, they are seeing him. Krishna is just like Brahma, Brahma Sanghita, he mentions Krishna, Ishara Parama Krishna. So many, many Dwapara Yugas before, many millions of Dwapara Yugas before, he mentioned Krishna. Do you understand it? Brahma says, Brahma is the first teacher in the creation. Many millions of years ago, he uttered this word, Ishara Parama Krishna.
If Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita different from the one
in Bhagavad Gita? If Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita
different? Krishna is one. It is very popular here also, otherwise why you have come here? So, Krishna is popular in India very much. At every house, they observe Krishna Janmashtami. Unfortunately, you are forgetting. You are forgetting this. That is the misfortune. No. Regular life, I said Arjuna. Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita. Before understanding Bhagavad Gita, he was a soldier. Then after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he remained a soldier. He did not give up the battlefield. Now Krishna, I have understood, I have given up everything, I am now going to be sannyas. No. That is not required. You have to understand what Krishna wants you to do. That is Krishna. That you can do in any position. It doesn't require. Karma phalatya, that is advised by Krishna. See this, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya. We have manufactured different types of religious system. They can be grouped, some of them are within the group of tyaga, and some of them are within the group of bhoga, bhoga and tyaga. The karmis, they are after bhoga, and jnanis, they are after tyaga. Krishna says that you have to give up both of them, this bhoga and tyaga, both of them. You have simply to surrender unto me. There is no question of bhoga and tyaga. Does not say that you go everywhere.
But simply they say that you have to just meditate.
But what they say, I do not know. I know what Krishna says, that's all.
No,
we are not concerned with others. We are pushing us. Krishna consciousness means our mission is to present before you what Krishna says, that's all. We are not concerned what others says. We are not concerned. Yes, there is in the sixth chapter, Matparam. He has explained, Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam samayajuktatamam. That is first class yogi who is always thinking, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He's first class. All right. Let's get in now. Chant Hare Krishna, enjoy everything.